What made you go into the sci-fi time travel thing? I mean, it's been done a bunch of different times. So what made you want to make your own, put your own stamp on that genre?
The time travel thing, weirdly, although it's been done, it's never been done like this before, you know, and I think I'm always kind of interested in doing something I haven't seen before, and I actually had this idea about 3 years ago, and Ridley Scott, of all people, believe it or not, asked me if I was interested in directing a short film, and he said that he could put together, you know, he was getting 10 kind of new directors together in some sort of thing that he was doing, and there would be a modest budget, and it would be a 15-minute sci-fi short, and this was the idea that I came up with for it, you know, and it had been sort of, and you know, the project ended up not happening, you know, I think the funding fell through, but this idea had always been in the back of my mind, and, you know, I was like, I really feel that would be a good comic, and, you know, I had lunch with the guy who runs Universal last year, and I was telling him about the Ridley Scott thing, and he says, you know, it would be a great movie, and I was like, no, it would be a great comic, and I could just, I think I only visualise things as comics, you know, just because comics is my first love, really, you know, so he said, look, I'd like to buy it as a movie as well, and I was like, well, let's just put all that on hold, and I'm just going to write the comic just now, you know, and just see how it goes, and I was incredibly lucky, you know, it just came together, and the idea I had for Ridley Short was the first maybe 8 pages of the comic or something, which is that idea of man sending a satellite back to the time stream. And I've never seen that before. I mean, time travel stories have been around for, almost 150 years, and I've never seen the satellite being beamed back through time, you know, and sending pictures back from the past. And that sort of intrigued me, and then the whole story kind of wrote itself from there, really.